views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, January 21st, 2014, number 64 since being in the YNTS studio. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show, currently airing on 5 internet radio stations and AM. It's your radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, and WBOQ AM 1230 in Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, and parts of New York. It might not be in your area, so you want to catch them on their mobile app or on their website or any of our other affiliates to listen. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. YoAndrew at YoAndrewNTS.com. YoAndrewNTS.com is my email or website. Don't be left behind. Listen to me, Yo Andrew. Welcome back to the program. Second hour. Thanks for being with me. We had a fun first hour about politics. I know. You start getting like something in your mouth when you hear that word. It's never anything good. Well, I want to change courses with you. I want to speak about something different here on the program, and that's life coaching. You might have a problem, and you might see, is my life in the direction it should be going? Or you might be having a problem that might be forcing you to do something you don't want to do. Or it just might be a life challenge that you're trying to get and take and go with it. Well, it might just be something more than that. Well, on my phone line, he is our second guest of the program. Let me give a little introduction about him. This is how we introduce a guest here. He's a gifted speaker and coach who helps people struggling with life challenges. Personal coaching seminars on awareness, happiness, fulfillment provide individuals with the knowledge needed to transform their lives. He has proven the process that will take you through a journey, leaving you empowered, fulfilled, and joyous. His passion now is to help others. You become master of your own life. Anil Gupta is on my phone line. Anil, welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
No, thank you for having me on your show.
Anil, let's begin. When you go to someone and you tell them, yeah, I'm a life coach, how do you respond to that?
Well, I'm really an awareness coach because awareness is the fundamental discipline that if we master awareness, we master our lives, because from awareness you get clarity. And that's what's missing in people's lives, it's clarity. And once you have clarity, you have focus, and from focus you get action, from action you get results. And ultimately what we're all looking for is not happiness, but it's a sense of fulfillment. And no one ever teaches us how to get happy, how to get fulfilled, how to get joyous. And it's a process that can be learned and mastered.
Who do you believe should be responsible to teach these things? Should it be the parents in the household? Should it be schools here in the United States?
Well, you know, I think we should all take responsibility, that we can all improve our own standards. We can raise our own standards. Me too. I could have been a better parent. I could have been a better son. I could have been a better father. I could have been a better husband. So I think if we start taking responsibility and really focusing on serving Once you focus on someone else rather than yourself, that's where the gift in life comes from. So I think we all have a duty to help each other. I think there's many things that can be done and can be done very rapidly to really improve how we live and the joy that we live in.
So that's one of the things you do. You come out and you try to inform people and aware them of the surroundings around you. That is from simply opening up a door for someone to giving someone your right hand. That's what you are doing. You are awaring people that these simple gestures can actually go a long way.
Well, I call them acts of kindness. But people want to be loved. They want to feel that they belong. They want to feel that they're good enough, they're smart enough. They're wanted and loved and have a connection. So what we do is we teach people how human beings work. And for example, if you bought a brand new car and you knew nothing about how cars worked and you broke down, you'd be in trouble. But once you knew more about the car, you'd have more power over it. So what we do, we teach people to have power over their lives so that they can run the lives that they want to run without life running them.
Right now, we are speaking with Anil Gupta. He's a gifted speaker and coach who helps people struggling with life challenges. And we just learned that he's also awaring the simple things we can do to live in a better place and be a better person. When did you, Anil, start thinking like this and really say, you know what? I can make a career out of this and I can actually do this on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you know, I had a big tragedy 5 years ago. I lost everything. I was putting money in the stock market. I really didn't know what I was doing. And I lost millions of dollars. And I was on the verge of suicide. I wouldn't eat with a knife just in case I stabbed myself. I wouldn't walk in the streets just in case I jumped in front of a speeding van. But, you know, Andrew, we think that knowledge is power, but it's not. Knowledge is not power unless you implement. And I knew what to do. I knew how to get out of the funk. I knew that I shouldn't have been doing what I was doing, but I was just addicted, and I was just in a stupor. So then I thought to myself, look, I need to get out of this. But I didn't know how. And then I had an intervention with Tony Robbins. He did a personal intervention with me. His wife did one. His wife's brother did one. And then my wife stepped in. And this is what she said to me. Anil, I'm so glad you lost it all. And this is a woman that I love, and I know that she loves me. So I asked her, why would you ever say something like that? You know I'm going through the worst time of my life. So look, Anil, you can't sleep at night. You're a nervous wreck. You are in trouble. I don't know if you're going to have a heart attack. Every time you leave the house, I don't know if you're coming back. Now you never need to worry about that stuff. I looked at her and I thought, you're right. it was insane logic, but it worked with me. And then she said something really, to me, sounded strange at the time, but she said, but you made one big mistake. I thought, here we go. You know, she's going to haunt me for the rest of my life. She said, Anil, you didn't lose everything. You still have me. You still have the kids. We'll stay with you wherever we go. We'll sleep in the streets if we have to.
And I think you should never be ashamed of what you just shared with me and my audience. That sometimes you really have to feel and see the worst to realize that there actually is something better out there. And same thing when you hear about the economy, when the stock market crashed in 2008 to 2009, a lot of people now say, well, it already went worse. It can only get better. And I think you've seen that. You have experienced that. And another thing you have that I think my audience should know is you have family and you have someone who loves you and cares for you. And I think that's one of the simple cures to get out of a situation that you were in. That, yeah, you can take medications and you could. But sometimes you just need someone who loves you and stands by your side and pushes you into that right direction. Don't you agree?
Yes, and you know, having that support is a tremendous gift. And another great thing happened was I started focusing on serving instead of focusing on me and my identity. And can I share a beautiful, beautiful thing I learned?
Yeah, please.
All your listeners can benefit by. So during that time, I became a billionaire. And I'll share how I did that. I stopped using the U.S. dollar as my currency. I changed my currency to love, friendship, camaraderie, making a difference, forgiveness, kindness, joy, happiness, being present, being giving. I became a billionaire. Once you start focusing on that and use that as the currency, and really, to be honest, that is the only currency, you will become immensely rich.
Right now we are speaking with Anil Gupta. He is a gifted speaker and coach who helps people struggling with life challenges. And you can go right onto his website, learn so much more about him and what he has done for so many. AnilGuptaInspires.com. AnilGuptaInspires.com. And we'll have this link on YoAndrewNTS.com, our website, at the end of the program. Anil, you work with many people. Can you share with us some of the techniques you used to help someone who might have been in a very tough situation and after seeing you and being with you, got through it and has moved on to a better, more prosperous life?
Sure. One of the fundamentals is gratitude. So when something bad happens, like in my case, I was just focusing on the things that weren't working, all the things that I've lost, my identity. But once I started focusing on what I had left, which is what my wife made me do, I realized that I hadn't lost it all, that there was some beauty in my life. And that's the secret. The quality of your life is dependent on the quality and quantity of the gratitude that you have in that life. So an exercise I will give, and I love being practical because I love immediate results. And that's why what the name of my book is, Immediate Happiness. I would ask them to write down 100 things they could be grateful for. And some of them go crazy. What do you mean 100 things? How can I write 100 things? I can't even think of one. I say, well, look, let's start with something basic. Do you have fingers? Yes. Be grateful for your fingers. Imagine if you didn't have them. Be grateful for the hair, your nose, your ears, your eyes, your teeth, your arms, your legs, the air that we breathe. Even the water that we poop in is clean compared to the water that people drink out of in Africa. Let's be grateful for the smallest things. Gratitude doesn't have to be a big thing.
I couldn't agree with you anymore, and I wish sometimes I could sit down and look around what's around me and really feel grateful, and I do. I do feel grateful. I mean, my parents are one of my great supporters of what I'm doing as we speak, being on the radio at 23 years old. I'm grateful to be on 5 internet radio stations and on AM for the first time, so I am grateful, but there are some things I need to check my priorities on, and that's why I'm talking with you today to speak about to question, are we really on the right path? And you sound like just such a wonderful person, and you've helped so many people, and I wish many people who are right now around us can see what you're doing and just take out 5 minutes, Anil, 5 minutes out of their time and really think, is what they're doing the right thing?
Yeah, and you know, let me give you another tip. Gratitude is a muscle. So once you start building that muscle, it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. So let me give you a method to increase the level of gratitude that you have. So imagine if you put a post-it note on your computer to remind you to be grateful, or you put a knot in your handkerchief to remind you, or you put an elastic or rubber band around your wrist to remind you. Every time you see that notice or the band around your wrist, you'll remind yourself, oh, time to be grateful. You can even have your computer have an alarm, or your mobile phone have an alarm to remind you. So, Andrew, it really is a muscle that once you start developing, it just becomes stronger and stronger.
Anil Gupta, you can catch him, learn more about him and what he has done. AnilGuptaInspires.com. Get this speaker and coach who helps people struggling with life challenges, personal coaching and seminars on awareness, happiness, and fulfillment, provide individuals with the knowledge needed to transform their lives. Anil, thanks for coming on the program, taking your time with us, and hopefully we can speak to you soon and have a much longer conversation and hopefully create some awareness for what we're doing.
No, Andrew, I appreciate you having me on my show. I hope you enjoyed the content.
I have, and I think my audience did also. And we'd love to have you on in the future to see where you're at and just learn so much of your practice and what you've done.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible.
Anil, thanks. Have a good one, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Anil Gupta. Thanks for being on the O. Andrew News Talk Show. Have a good one, okay? That's been my line every time I end the guest. Have a good one, okay? Okay? I love it. No one ever caught me on that yet. I just did. I really like what Anil and I have spoken about. And I love how we changed courses here on the program. We went from those to who should be taking accountability to what's really around us. What really is a true currency? Now I want to hear from you. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-YNTS. Or do you have a life struggle that you want to share with me? Maybe I can help you. Maybe I can get you on the right track. I'm pretty good like that. You can also tweet me, at Andrew Tree Geo. You could Facebook me, Yo Andrew News Talk Show, parentheses radio show. Email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. I'm taking your calls. Taking your tweets. I want to hear from you. Don't be left behind. I'm taking over AM, the internet, and beyond here. You know what? You just talk show.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I'm going to tell you about a friend of mine who's been around the family for 30 years doing one thing. Caring for our feet. Sounds weird now, but you'll thank me for it. His name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz, and he is the founder of the Foot Typing Centers in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. Dr. Howard Dinowitz has experience in diagnosing and treating foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries, and wounds. I want you to go to Dr. Dinowitz today, Brooklyn location, 3165 Nostrand Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11228, or his Staten Island location, 1340 Forest Avenue, Staten Island, New York, 10302. I know, you live far away from New York. How am I supposed to get to him? Well, we want you to call him up and get expert advice. His Brooklyn location phone number, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location at 718-720-4848. And when you call Dr. Dinowitz and you make an appointment, tell him Yo Andrew sent you there. Your feet will thank you for it.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Create, manage, and broadcast your radio advertising campaigns with Adianime.
Adianime.com.
Independent, small, and large businesses, Adianime is for you. At www.adianime.com, you are in full control of your advertising campaign. At any time, you have real-time results and specific tools for optimizing your message. With Adianime, broadcast your listed advertising campaign on the largest network of digital radio stations in Europe and on Radianime's online radio stations. Starting from $100, schedule your radio campaign at www.adianime.com. We will create your commercial free of charge.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org. 100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back. Stretching here. We're getting through it. Still snowing outside, supposedly. This song came out of nowhere. I know. You're probably sitting in your state and you're probably, oh, great, the East Coast is getting hit again with another snowstorm. No, we really didn't expect it to be this much. All right, here comes a snow flurry, not really a big deal. And guess what happened? It ended up becoming bigger than expected. We ended up getting 10 to 14 inches. In some places. And we're getting through it, like we always do. Well, here in New York we are, in Staten Island. I know, in Staten Island, people are pissed. According to SILive.com, about half of Staten Island was still not plowed. And that was around 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time. And they took a poll. And the poll asked, what would you grade sanitation for the snowstorm? And this is what they graded. And this is in Staten Island, by the way. They graded F. Out of 1,664 people, 80%, here's the 80% again, First Congress disapproval rating, and 80%, the streets are a mess, and sanitation is nowhere to be found. 80%. Some probably think we're over-exaggerating. No, we're not. It was really bad around 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time. It was. I was only going a short trip. I did a lot of public transportation today. Boats and trains. My car ride home was about four-minute drive. The train station right to my house. Right to the studio here. And it was longer than expected, but it was kind of shaky. And I don't think sanitation nor our new mayor de Blasio really thought, wow, this is actually worse than we expected. And we're lucky it wasn't bad. A foot of snow, to me, could be a lot worse. I've seen 20 inches. I've seen a blizzard of 28 inches, about 2.5 feet. I've seen it all. I have seen it all. So this is not as bad. We were speaking with Anil Gupta about life coaching and about those who are struggling. And it's so sad how when you have a conversation like that, if you have a conversation with Anil, so many would just roll their eyes or turn their head and walk away. Some might think you're crazy. Life awareness, happiness, what are you talking about? We live in a Western civilization where technology tells us what to do. Technology tells us what's fun to talk about and what's not the icebreaker. Would you rather talk about the Super Bowl? Would you rather talk about the wide receiver who screams and yells? Would you rather talk about Taylor Swift at the Golden Globe Awards? Or would you rather talk about happiness? See, there you go. Problem solved. You're not going to speak about that. I like having conversations like that here on the program because we are a talk show and we do talk about a variety of issues. And I do like talking about this sometimes. And I feel you know, his people reached out to me and I thought, well, this is really interesting. I really want to talk with him about it. And I've heard many interviews that he's been on and I felt he felt comfortable with us. And I felt we did also. Many people don't seem to look and speak about this type of stuff. Technology tells us not to. Society tells us not to. 300-400 years ago, we probably did. Now, here, take a pill. Take an Advil. Instead of talking with someone, bring in conversation, creating ideas from different perspectives. We're too busy being forced with one choice. And I don't think Anil is really going in that direction. But he feels that, you know, we can regulate and we can ban. And sometimes we just got to talk it out. That's how society is. It's gonna hit you in the butt sometimes. Especially for young people like me. I see many around me who are just feeling down. Thousands of dollars in debt. I love what I do, but can I support myself? Can I once give my mom and dad what they gave to me? Can I do that for them? I see many come up to me. Many tell me you should talk about it, and we do, and we will. Young demographic, the college debt, the largest debt in this country, over $1 trillion, is always on my mind. I was on CBS Evening News 2 years ago speaking about it. And we'll have it on yoandrewnts.com on our In the Media page very soon. I know how it is. So sometimes this conversation is important. This conversation is key. That talking about awareness and happiness and really seeing what is the real currency out there. Is it that paper? Or is it something more? And I like it. I like these conversations. You can have these conversations right here on the air. You can have it with me. 855-712-YNTS is the phone number. 855-712-YNTS is the phone number. If you have a problem and you want to share it, you don't have to say your name. You don't have to say where you're from. You can just tell my phone screener, Howard. I like to keep myself anonymous. I like to speak about a problem I'm having with you and your audience, and maybe you can help me. Then let's do that. If you're willing to share who you are and maybe something that you defeated, please tell me. You can also tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo, or you can email me. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. And you could, again, email me, anonymous. We will not give out any information if you tell us not to. 855-712-YNTS is the phone number. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. We do have an email from Tom DiPaolo. He came out and he said, Bob, this is actually earlier in the show, but I don't mind speaking out now. Heard your program on WBLQ. Thought your comments to Governor Christie were well thought and clearly presented. Thanks, Tom. Really appreciate it. I really don't want to go back into Christie no more. Again, we here on this program, I really won't say anything if I don't believe it. Again, I don't commensurately, okay, I'm going to read about Chris Christie all day long, but I read the important articles and I see important keys, and then I support my point on Chris Christie, and I think it was really an awesome hour because we have so many different point of views. The point of view from our guest, Josh Nass, and from our caller in Seattle, Pat, and from myself. It really is awesome how Chris Christie is actually believed to be very different to many Americans and in Chris Christie's situation, many voters. 855-712-YNTS is the number. Again, a problem you might have. I really don't want to talk about Christie no more, please. No more politics. Usually we don't talk about politics all the time, but and next week with the State of the Union address coming up, that should be interesting. Call me right now, 855-712-YNTS. I've known many friends. I want to go. I know a lot of my audience members love my stories. They all dig it. And till this day, many come up to me and they say, it's funny. My mom, she'll laugh at this. All my workers and all my friends say, Andrew, I'm telling you this because I know you wouldn't say it to anyone else. And my mom, they, you're telling me that my son is not the chatterbox? When I was a kid, that was my nickname, chatterbox. I used to talk. I wanted to talk. I had something to say. And my teacher hated it. And then I became an angel in high school. I decided not to talk at all. And then I decided to take up radio. And now I talk too much. So many told me, why don't you do another 2 hours? I said, no, 2 hours a week is enough for me. I don't think I can do another 2 hours. The reason why I'm bringing this story up is there are so many people who come up to me and they tell me about their relationships and they tell me about a situation they're having. I guess they see what we've done and they've seen, wow, are you ever like in stress? Are you ever just like worn out? It happens. Believe me, sitting here right now speaking for 2 hours, it sounds easy. It really isn't. And Howard, my phone screener, can tell you the same thing. He does a radio show and he knows it's not easy, especially trying to get everything done right. I do appreciate when many come up to me and tell me about their problem because I want to hear about it. And when I and if you know me for such a long time, you know that when I speak to you about something, I want to create conversation. I want to create ideas. I will help you and help many around me. I guess that's what I liked about Anil so much, was he really represents what this program is all about. And because we're on so many new affiliates and we're going to be on our 7th station Boost Radio Network in probably in February, that's what we're aiming at. And we're really excited to be on their station. And that's when I will label myself as a globally syndicated radio program for the first time. AM Into and Beyond. It's really showing my new audiences who I am and what we do on this program. We do aware people on a variety of issues. we do have a conversation, and we use different techniques to go about it by bringing guests, by playing sound clips, having phone call segments, and of course playing our sound clip of wisdom that we're going to play for you at the end of this hour, like we always do. Really excited to play it for you. I really like how Anil went up that way, and I know it sounds like such a cliche conversation, awareness, happiness. I don't think it's cliche at all. I don't think it's mentioned a lot at all. It's not. Coaching, and I see a lot of guests contact me and talk about death and life and opening yourself up. I'm not lying to you. I'll show you the emails. Hi, my name is this. And I'm a professor, and so believe me, a lot of people talk about it, but a lot of people don't listen because they think it's cliche, but it's not cliche. What's cliche is politicians are liars. Now we heard that one already. That's cliche. Oh my God, we've heard that one already, Andrew. That's enough. But this is something that you don't hear about often. Like I told you, technology is in control of us. Technology tells us what we should be interested in. I should be more interested in Kim Kardashian and Kanye West getting in a debacle at a chiropractor office. I should be more interested in the Super Bowl. I shouldn't even be saying, you know what I mean. I hope you know what I mean. I'm not telling you that you should not have any interest in gossip or sports or tech or any of that. I just want you to know that you have your own mind and you should be aware by many things around you. And remember that technology doesn't have to be the control, doesn't have to be the one that come in and take you away. Yeah, you can love the Super Bowl. You can love football. And next week we'll be talking all about the Super Bowl. And it's going to be, you know, it is one of America's largest events of the year. Yet, we could take time to aware what's around us. We could. It doesn't have to be a stale conversation. And technology doesn't have to tell us, well, this is more interesting. When technology tells you that this is more interesting, by reading this is more interesting, that then really hides you from other things that you might be interested in. If you decide to, like Anil Gupta, and that's why I asked him that first question. I asked him, what do people think when you tell them, well, yeah, I'm a life coach. And then he reassured me and said, well, I'm really an awareness coach. I'm not really a life coach. So he really reassured me on that. That's why I asked him that first question. Because many, what's the reaction they give you? Because a lot of people, well, that's not really the status quo. That's not the 411. That's how I look at it. And I'm glad I asked him that first question, and I wish you guys called in on it. I thought maybe some of you would share. If you don't want to, that's perfectly fine. You can email me off the air. You can tweet me off the air. You can Facebook me off the air. I'll be glad to speak with you about any of this. When I come back, sound clip of wisdom. This sound clip of wisdom is really coming out and speaking about how the very rich have to be – the very greedy rich – have to be reminded of how money was once not important. That's not what you really want to do. Sound clip of wisdom up next.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot, from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
The American Legion. We're a powerful force for the nation. We're the largest veteran service organization in the nation, with nearly 2.5 million members. And when you add to that the American Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, we have a family of 4 million members, working hard every day for our veterans, our youth, and our communities. Go to Legion.org to find out more about the American Legion's commitment of service to America.
The American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds. In that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism, and movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
If you don't trust the information reported to you,
stop this. I can't take this anymore.
Let Yo Andrew get the job done.
Oh, we're gunning right through it. Feels good. Like, it feels good to go into the end of the show in a good mood. Like, oh, this feels nice. You don't feel this often, but it's good to feel it now, and we're going to feel many more. And hopefully you're still with me on this Tuesday. Right now it's 9:45 Eastern time, and where you might be, it might be 6:45 p.m. Eastern time. So you just finished your beating dinner, and listening to me, Yo Andrew. I think we made a pretty good name for ourselves here. Sound clip of wisdom. Sound clip of wisdom. We play for you. I used to do quotes, and then I decided reading the quotes and then speaking about the meaning of it, that's really hard. How about I hear something I really enjoy that I feel I can give to my audience, I can leave them with an issue, and instead of me having a conversation with them on the program, I can leave them with a conversation. They can share with their friends, family members, parents. And we call it the Sound Clip of Wisdom. And we've told many movies and TV shows, speeches from the past and the future. And we now chose another movie, Mr. Deeds. I love Adam Sandler. He is one of my favorites. My favorite movie of Adam Sandler, I know, just to get into Adam for a bit. We're supposed to be focusing on Sound Clip of Wisdom, not Adam. He has him calling by his first name. Adam Sandler, my favorite movie has to be 50 First Dates. And hopefully, I know, because it's a catchy love story. Him and Drew Barrymore have such great chemistry. I loved who was in it. I loved the storyline. I felt, yeah, it probably was something we've seen in the past, but, you know, Adam Sandler took it to another level. And I loved it. I loved the ending. I loved the beginning. I loved the lines and the quotes they use. I can watch it all day long. And on Valentine's Day, when we get around there, you will be hearing a lot of 50 First Date clips here on this program. I like 50 First Dates. I like it a lot. Then, if I have to choose my second or my third favorite, I know I'm skimming through my Adam Sandler library. What do we got? Big Daddy was okay. I like The Wedding Singer. Grown Ups, I actually like Grown Ups a lot. It wasn't really him and his movie. I like Grown Ups, okay. I'll throw Grown Ups in there. I do. You know, he had Chris Rock and Kevin James and all of them. I do like Grown Ups. What else? Before I move on to my clip. Well, Mr. Deeds. Happy Gilmore was good. I like Mr. Deeds. Gosh, you do really enjoy Mr. Deeds, and that's why we're playing this clip now. Well, let's get to the Sound Clip of Wisdom. It's about a young man named Deeds who gets inherited with a large sum of money after his uncle passed away. He then, after seeing that this was that he was a big joke and everyone was making fun of him because he came from this small little town, he didn't come from money or anything, he decided to sell all of his stock, and then after realizing what's really important, he comes back and, of course, tries to save the day and save his uncle's company from falling through to the evil goons around him. And he makes a speech of how, because he talks to these greedy investors. Let me make myself clear. There's a difference between a rich man who earned his pay and gives back and follows the tax code. Then there's the very greedy who money comes first. Yeah, we're a different crew you're talking here. Adam Sandler, who plays Deeds, goes in front of all of these investors and all of these stockholders. And he explains, is this really what you want to be? Is money really important? Putting money first over what's really right? We'll talk a little bit more about it. Here's a sound clip of wisdom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Deeds. For a little while, I was a big part of this company. I was wicked, rich, and powerful. Now, being rich and powerful isn't a bad thing. But the problem is, what can happen when you decide that you would do absolutely anything to become rich and powerful?
I don't know who licked the red off your lollipop today, son, but you are preaching to the wrong choir.
All I'm saying is, when you were kids, did you dream about becoming a savvy investor one day? Who would think with his wallet instead of his heart? Come on, I know I didn't. I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted to be the guy everybody called on if they were in trouble. I wanted to help people. And yeah, I wanted to slide down those wicked awesome poles. But money, that was the last thing I thought about. What about you, sir? Did you want to be a fireman?
No, I did not. Truth be told, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Cool. Why would you want to do that?
Wanted to help sick animals.
And what do you do now?
I own a chain of slaughterhouses.
Okay, you kind of went the other way on that one, didn't you? Okay. In the back, come on. Tell me what you wanted to be.
I wanted to be a magician.
I wanted to be a senator.
I wanted to be a florist.
I wanted to be a ping pong champion.
But you're not those things you wanted to be, are you? Everybody made a compromise, then another compromise, and now you're about to put 50,000 people out of work just to make a quick buck? Come on.
We can really break up this sound clip into many ways. I told you before I played the clip, there's a difference between being rich and being rich, earning your money, and then taking advantage. And I like how Adam Sandler said it. There's no problem of being rich, but there's a problem with when anything you do to become rich, you'll do anything just to make a lot of money. That's what makes that. I love Adam Sandler's line right there, and that could bring a whole conversation. I also like when he said then that you look at your wallet instead of your own heart. That you put your wallet first before you actually look at what's inside. How many people in this country do these two things? They'll do anything just to make a quick buck. They'll put their friends under the bus. They'll probably place their parents as collateral just to gain something. It's sick. It's sad, but it's true. And you know someone out there. Someone might be right in office. They might be sitting there in a black suit smiling at you. But look what Mr. Deeds did. Look what Adam Sandler in this movie did. He went up and he spoke his mind. Now in this movie, everyone decided to go on his side and he inspired that, oh my God, you know what? Money doesn't come first. Putting wallet doesn't come first. Doing anything to become rich, that's not important. This is a movie. We can make it happen, though. Maybe not in 5 minutes. Maybe not in the Sound Clip of Wisdom. But I think we can make some progress. I wanted to be a radio host. Well, truthfully, I wanted to be many things. I wanted to be a meteorologist, or maybe I wanted to be a dermatologist, or a chiropractor. All these things. But I said I don't want to be radio. Yeah, it's a tough field. I hear it all the time. It's shrinking. The money's not there. And believe me, I know many who want to become this field and that field. And I'm right behind you. If you want to be a teacher, I'm there. If you want to be a scientist, I'm right behind you. Many have come up to me and said, I want to build my own radio station. I want to build my own studio like you. Well, I can help you with that. Let's begin. We have to first create a name, create a website, And then see where you want to go from there. Let's do that. Nothing with money. I would think more. See, now, if you were having a conversation with someone after this program about the clip of wisdom, I think someone would say, if you think about it, aren't we already doing what Deeds has said in that clip? Thousands of young college graduates, alumni, are choosing a career they want to be in, even though security might not look visible at the moment, or maybe benefits and it's not in the grip of their hand, and money might not be flowing in at the moment. I think we're already doing. If you want to be a teacher, well, Mom, Dad, I'm going to be a teacher. I want to be a radio host? Well, I'm going to go be a radio host then. I have. I could have chose money. I mean, believe me, money, of course, money is important. And like what Adam Sandler said, I really love that line. It's okay to make a lot of money. It's okay to be very rich. Hey, you earned it. You deserve it. You give back. Why not? Bill Gates, you deserve to be rich. You made that much money. And I don't think anyone should try to tell him not. I don't think anyone should. But for Bill Gates, if he were the type of person to do anything he can to be rich, to be powerful, that's a problem. And in the long run, you'll see why that is. And I want you to take the sound clip with you. And I want you to have all these different conversations. Are you choosing the right career because you really want to do it? The difference between a one percenter and a wealthy American. Have the conversation about putting your wallet before your heart. Money. What is the importance of money? All this you can have. I don't have to sit here for another 2 hours and speak about it with you. You can do it. You're a big boy. You're a big girl. You can do it if you want to. Go for it. I mean, and watch the movie. It's a funny movie. Go for it. It's that simple. I mean, no one's telling you to do anything you can't do. I guess United States of America really gives you the opportunity to do this. And you can. I want to thank so many today. Great show. I think we really did a good job. I want to thank our crew. First, let's thank them first. Howard Forrest, phone screener. Assistant producer Mary Claire Siniskalki. Happy birthday to her. She turns 21 this weekend. Moon Summer, voiceover personality. She just keeps making these great promos for us. And, of course, my father, spectator Teddy Giordano, trawling through the snow. But he made it here on time. That's what makes radio great. You always think you're going to be late, but you end up being earlier than you expected. I want to thank my mom and my brother. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Love you. I want to thank all my affiliates. I want to thank Transmission Talk Radio, WBLQ AM 1230, everyone who's involved and helps bring this show every single week. It's Your Radio, audio graded, two internet radio stations, Best After Dark, Route 1 Radio, two internet radio stations we air on. And, of course, I want to thank my guest, Josh Nath, the Josh Nath Show. I want to thank Anil Gupta. He is a life coach, awareness coach, opening up our eyes for that. I want to thank my caller, Pat, in the first hour. Really some great words, and thank you for some questions. I hope I answer them well. And I want to thank you, the audience. You come every week, and you do what we do best, and we inform people. We are taking over AM, the internet, and beyond. That's what we do best. That's what we do here on this program. That's what we're doing every Tuesday night. End of the month is next week. Oh, our favorite. I know you're probably wondering, oh, what's that mean? Truly weird stories from all of our crew, open phone calls. We might even have a surprise Super Bowl debate. Don't put that behind. Next Tuesday night, yoandjunts.com. Thank you.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.